are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess the Carnival cruise ship that is now stuck in the Gulf of Mexico is going to be towed after it sustained a fire. Many of you have heard the Carnival cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico has more than 4,200 passengers and crew, and it will be towed to port after an engine fire had occurred over the weekend and the ship was just left dead in the water. Thank God it's not during hurricane time. That would be some pretty scary stuff. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Vigorous arrived early Monday to aid the stranded ship. The first of two tugboats is expected on the scene by midday. The commander of the Vigorous Coast Guard ship, Greg McGee, sounds like he's on the case. Apparently, the Carnival Triumph was about 150 miles off the coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, heading back to Galveston, Texas, when the fire broke out in the engine room Sunday morning, according to Carnival Cruise Lines. The ship's automatic fire extinguishing system kicked in, contained the blaze. No injuries were reported, but it left the ship without propulsion. 3,100 passengers and 1,086 crew members adrift. Apparently, there's no power. When there's no power, no running water. For some reason, I believe they're also having difficulty eating because of no power, no cooking. All right. Two tugboats will tow the ship to Progreso, Mexico, which is the closest port to the ship's location. The ship is expected to arrive in Mexico late today. Passengers will then be flown back to the U.S. on a chartered aircraft. The Coast Guard said the ship is drifting about 2 miles per hour to the northeast. It's in deep water, but not near any hazards to navigation. They still don't know what the cause of the fire was. No medical emergencies. One passenger who required routine medical treatment will be transferred to another cruise ship to get to the shore more quickly. Huh, that's interesting. You'd think flight would be quicker than that. Oh, I get it. They're going to probably take them to another cruise ship on the Coast Guard boat. Emergency generator power has been in use since the fire, Carnival said. They're gradually restoring auxiliary power to operate some basic hotel functions. You know, it stinks because this is a hotbed of disease and infectious disease. When you can't get the toilets working, when you can't get hot food to the passengers, you know, it just starts to become a breeding ground for a lot of germs, so we get nervous. It looks like some elevators are back to working. See, I would get nervous being on the elevator. I would probably just kind of, you know, hang out on the stairs. I just wouldn't want to, you know, while power is trying to wake back up. They say hot coffee and limited hot food service are available to passengers. Guests have been supplied with food and refreshments throughout yesterday and this morning, and the ship has supplies on board to last until the vessel returns to port. I gotta admit, I mean, these cruise lines, they do have their acts together. I mean, they do prepare for this because look how many times they have issues. You know, it's crazy. Again, we all think about the Costa Concordia from last year. That just blew our minds that something like that could happen. I guess he's trying to do a wave by, and he crashes the ship on the land in that gorgeous Italian strait. And unfortunately, people died in that one. That I don't think they expected to ever happen. You know, but when it comes to, you know, when it comes to having an engine fail and then being in the middle of the water, et cetera, they, you know, they do, they make plans for that. We know that many ships won't go during hurricane season to areas where they could, God forbid, be stuck in the middle of a hurricane. So, but I guess, the people will be flown back to the U.S. at no cost to them. They'll get a full refund and a credit that could be used towards a future trip and reimbursement for all expenses. Oh, what was that? Where people on the Costa Concordia who survived last year were just given a credit to go on another cruise and they were livid because they wanted their money back. All right. Apparently, people who are scheduled to be on the next two departures for Monday and Saturday have been canceled. So your cruise has been canceled as they figure out what the heck is going on with the ship. That's got to stink when your vacation has been canceled and you took off work and that's supposed to be your trip. I know, I know. Well, we had to cancel our trip last year. You know, people did it when there was such that. I mean, it was so horrific what was happening, where people were still stuck in air pockets before they died. You know, we obviously stopped advertising for our cruise, and many people that were already booked on it go, you know, look, Dahlia, will the company go under? You know, when is the date for the final refund? And I go, look, I have no problem all of us getting our refund, because you know you could get a full refund of your current cruise ship only up to a certain time. Everybody can't just, you know, stop their cruise of another company just because they were worried about the Costa Concordia. So luckily we were within that time frame where everybody could get their money back, and we held off. But, you know, luckily that was months before the event. But imagine being all ready to go. Pope Benedict the 16th says he will resign. This was pretty shocking, because this is the first time in 600 years that a pope has actually resigned, as opposed to still, I guess, remaining in his duties, doing his duties, even though he is, I believe, 85 years old. Phenomenal man. Anyway, he did shock Roman Catholics by saying he was going to resign at the end of the month. He spoke in Latin to a small gathering of cardinals at the Vatican this morning, and he said that, before God, I've come to the certainty that my strengths, due to an advanced age, are no longer suited to an adequate exercise. He leads the world's 1 billion Roman Catholics. Of course, his statement was translated into 7 languages. It was tweeted all over the place. And, you know, from what we find out, I guess from his brother, I believe that he may have congestive heart failure. We know he suffered from a couple strokes. We know he has, you know, pretty severe arthritis that he's been dealing with. I mean, he's in his 80s, for crying out loud. But they think what has done it was his congestive heart failure. And so even though people go, gosh, I can't believe the sudden move, from what we understand, he had been considering resigning for years. I mean, look at the stress that the Catholic Church has dealt with. Right, between, you know, certain alleged sexual allegations, Obamacare, etc. I mean, he's had a pretty busy term. I guess the successor would likely be elected by Easter, which falls on March 31st. And then we will find out who the next pope is going to be. So hopefully he's okay. I guess his predecessor, John Paul II, had Parkinson's disease. You know, and I guess maybe sometimes they just don't want to deal with health deterioration publicly. Maybe he just really wants the privacy. And you want to know what? He deserves it. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. And a big thanks to Talk Superstation as well as all our affiliates out there. So I guess Steve Jobs had been designing or thinking of a design for an iCar. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, the Apple co-founder and CEO reportedly told associates he had wanted to create an iCar. This is being reported by Business Insider. Now, of course, he was behind the iPhone, as well as many of Apple's accomplishments prior to his being afflicted with pancreatic cancer and dying last year. Jobs reportedly told The Times' John Markoff during a meeting prior to his death that he wanted to take on Detroit. A longtime Apple board member, Mickey Drexler, who is also the CEO of J.Crew, confirmed as much in May. Steve's dream before he died was to design an iCar. He thinks the never-realized Apple car could have made a serious impact on the American market. It could have possibly had 50% of the market. How would that even work? But it was never designed. Now, was he the head designer? Was he the one that envisioned everything, or was he the figurehead? From what we know, Steve Jobs, ever since his days at Hewlett-Packard, you know, I believe he dropped out of high school was it? To go into Hewlett Packard, and then he and his buddy and a third guy made, the first, quote unquote Apple type computer. And then the friend had bowed out, and then it was him and Zelnick, I think was his name, decided to move on, and boy, were they right about that. And I don't know what happened to that other friend that decided to bow out. I think he just went off and went on to college. But anyway, I guess the New York Times revisited the unfulfilled dream in a piece about Apple's foray into another market. I guess the tech giant Apple was apparently poised to soon bring a watch-like wearable computer to the market with new flexiglass, and possibly they were looking at a self-driving iCar. It would be the Google driverless car. Google has come out with a driverless car, right? And there's been a lot of videos and subject article, etc. And they don't know if Google will succeed, but the fact that they were already talking about driverless cars, to me it makes perfect sense that Apple was going to be in the mix, you know? So will iCar ever come out and be? I don't know. You know, I'm really not sure what's been happening with Apple. And like I said, who's been, taking over for a lot of the mindset and the designs. And, you know, it's phenomenal that they were able to do whatever they're doing. You know, the next big thing we're going to probably see in the next year are these flexible screens, where rather than you having to lift up the phone, you just bend the phone and the screen could still display. It's a phenomenal type of technology that we've been doing fine without. And then once it's out there, then you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't live without it. I mean, look at us now with our cell phones. Look at how we cannot live without our cell phones now. Now, speaking of that, a study has come out saying that cell phone users can't leave their phone alone for 6 minutes. I guess the longest tested was 6 minutes. And we check our phones up to 150 times a day. All right. Apparently, researchers found that looking at their phone is the first thing many people do each day. Why? Because they use it for the alarm function. Right? You know, now you could pick your alarm. Dun, 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 dun. You could come up with your own tune. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, you could come up with your own tune now for your alarms. You don't have to have that nasty dun, dun. I hate my alarm, but I use that one because I really need it to wake me up out of bed. So, so many of us, we use it as our alarm. We use it as our camera. We use it as our newspaper. We use it as our book. We obviously use it as our telephone. We use it as our address book. We use it as our calendar. So we are basically dependent and addicted to our phone. You lose your phone, you start to get a little nervous, right? And one of the reasons why you get nervous is because everybody expects you to have your phone. So you don't answer a text back or a call. The person on the other side is just as neurotic as we all are. And they're like, oh my gosh, he didn't text me back. Where is he? What's going on? Mobility technology consultant Tommy Ahonen analyzed a study commissioned by Nokia. In total, they say users check their smartphones an average of 150 times during a waking day of 16 hours. Even people who have less sophisticated devices check their phones frequently. So even with the basic phones, right? It's this hat. We've evolved now to needing to run around with our phone. Mr. Ahonen, who is considered by Forbes magazine one of the most influential voices on mobile technology, wrote on his blog that people receive or avoid 22 phone calls every day. 22 calls, that is a lot. Remember, you used to only get called, you know how phone calls used to be. You would get, you know, usually never anything really during the day. Maybe you'd get something early in the morning for your job, but for the most part at night. They're saying 22 phone calls a day, or they receive or send text messages 23 times a day. Check the clock 18 times. That's right. Your phone is also now your watch. I don't wear a watch. I used to always have to wear a watch. Now I don't. I just look at the cell phone. They say the average user places 3 calls a day and also receives 3 calls. You would think there would be a lot more than that, but they say the other 16 times are interruptions, dropped calls, make an attempt that won't go through, etc. People avoid calls, they screen calls, they test their phone. You know, and then on top of all that, not only is our phone a watch and a calculator and a calendar and a camera, it also allows us to watch movies, right? We could watch television shows, movies on there and play games. This is something that's an all-in-one. And, you know, when we talk about stress, and there's some more medical news today about stress, how I guess the 18 to 35 years old, the millennials they call them, because of the year 2000, the 18 to 35 year olds appear to be the most stressed group. Is it because of the cell phone? Is it because if they lose their cell phone or if they don't charge it up, they have an issue? Is it the economy? Is it the health care? What is it? So, you know, I would like to tell us all to, you know, even though we're just very easily falling into this trap of being addicted to our phones, just every now and then do an exercise of not having it and see how you do. Again, my biggest issue with my phone, again, I don't need the games. I don't need the camera. I'm not like, oh my God, I got to take a camera of this. My problem is I need the emails and I need the texts. Because if somebody is planning filming with me and I don't answer back, you're done. I mean, you need, you know, everybody, especially in show business, expects you to be available pretty quickly. And you not returning the call for a day or two is not acceptable. Now, what's nice is on the flip side, I love how I get responses back from the radio team, from any TV crews I work with. I mean, damn, I love getting responses back. I hated having to wait days to get a response. So that's kind of nice. But again, my biggest issue is people thinking I'm not there to answer back. And to me, that's very stress producing. All right. I don't want them to think I'm blowing them off. That's probably one of my biggest downfalls. I hate people thinking something ill of me when it's not true. Right? You know, or that I'm not trying when I'm trying. You know, I want people to know what the situation is and think that. I don't want them to think something completely opposite. And it's just one of those things that I have problems with. And so not having a phone, not answering somebody back concerns me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study comes out saying you gotta exercise your brain. And if you exercise your brain, you could extend your brain's longevity. They have evidence, according to Dr. Richard Davidson, a neuroscientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, said we have evidence that engaging in pure mental training can induce changes not just in the function of the brain, but actually the brain's anatomical structure. We know that brain's plasticity changes over time. Young children have an easier time learning a second language or a musical instrument, etc. But you can, as an adult, learn things. You can. It's harder. It's harder. But a lot of us, because it is harder, we blow it off. If anybody said, Dahlia, would you like to learn a new language? I'm like, no, don't give me anything more to do. I'm just overwhelmed. I got too much. My mind won't handle it. But maybe that's exactly what we do need to do to prevent dementia and to protect our brain. That's why I keep telling y'all, you know, if you're older and you're retired, why don't you take a class in another language? Why not learn another language? I always recommend Spanish because where I live in the southern United States, you could always practice it. It's very hard to learn a language. I would love to learn Mandarin, but I really don't have anybody to practice it with. You know, so I always recommend something that you could. Now, if you travel a lot, well, then great. You know, but I don't want you learning a language and feeling bad that you can't practice with it or, you know, even though I'm sure you could go on YouTube, et cetera, and try to, or you could probably Skype people in China, et cetera. But, you know, pick something that you would have fun with. Pick a language that you would love and pick a language you could practice and use. Because, again, once you learn the language, we want you using it. And studies have found people who are bilingual have less chance of dementia. Interesting, huh? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like the Northeast is trying to get back on their feet after inches and feet of snow were dumped. From what we understand, the blizzard dumped 40 inches of snow across parts of the region. Boston subway service is running again. Many of the roadways have been largely plowed, but from what we understand, still treacherous. Two more deaths were just reported in Massachusetts, raising the total number of storm-related deaths in that state to 5, according to the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. The men died in a Springfield home when they were overcome by carbon monoxide fumes after running a generator indoors during the storm. 5 people also died in Connecticut, 2 in New York State, 1 in Maine, 1 in Rhode Island. I got to tell you, this carbon monoxide thing, it scares the hell out of us. Every year we have people who die from carbon monoxide poisoning, and not the ones on purpose trying to kill themselves in their in their garage. Carbon monoxide, there's a monitor. You could get a monitor, I believe you could get it at Home Depot or Lowe's or any store, that will hopefully alarm you when there's too much carbon monoxide. And many times you get it because of your generator. This happened, I guess, last year, also when there was the horrible storm. Somebody's generator was downstairs, and it produced carbon monoxide as opposed to being in an area that was ventilated. And I understand you need to keep your generator out of the snow, but you know, if the generator is indoors and it's spewing out carbon monoxide, you could die from the carbon monoxide. And that seems to happen when people will try to heat up their house and they'll put the generator on indoors. You need to be extremely careful. Make sure you have the carbon monoxide monitor on. Carbon monoxide, you have no idea when it's going to kill you. You have no idea because you don't feel it. What carbon monoxide does is it replaces oxygen. It pretends to be oxygen. It doesn't pretend on purpose. It just does. So when your blood decides to soak it up, rather than soaking up oxygen, it's in receptors, it takes up carbon monoxide. You end up having no oxygen being circulated, and then you end up asphyxiating and dying. Residents of the region, otherwise, they said, eased back into their routines. Like I said, we got Boston's mass transit system back on track. Traffic, of course, was kind of light. I talked to some people in New York City. Sounds like things are, again, hustling and bustling pretty well. Schools remain closed today in parts of Connecticut, who had received about 40 inches of snow. I thought I also saw another storm coming to Connecticut. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear anything more about that. They say authorities have not released the names or ages of the men who died in Springfield. We'll get more information on that. Apparently, there was a gentleman who ran off the road in Maine during the storm. Truck fell through ice. Apparently, that's the state's only fatality in that. Another resident of Rhode Island had died while shoveling snow after the storm. Remember, we talked about that last week. What a shame. Oh, what a shame. We just talked about how you could have a heart attack when you shovel snow, not only because of the increase in activity that your body's not used to, but also because of the stress of the cold. 150,000 homes and businesses still are without power. That's crazy still. All right. We're hoping that it's starting to be more restored. Originally, it was 700,000 customers who had lost power. You know, I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. Right? It doesn't hurt to have Freeze Dry Guy. They're very easy to prepare. You don't need power really for that. Always good to stock up on your Freeze Dry Guy. Go to my website to click on them, or go to freezedryguy.com. They say 1,300 people have been remained in shelters, primarily in southeastern Massachusetts, which face coastal flooding as well as heavy snow and hurricane force winds. With icy rain falling across Boston area, they did warn drivers Monday evening that there could be black ice. Roads could be treacherous. I had a great uncle who died from black ice. It's pretty scary stuff. You just don't see it. Don't see it. Snow melts, then it freezes again, and it's black ice. So, again, our hearts and prayers are out there for those people that are back east dealing with this storm. And, you know, hopefully the weather changes soon. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Three people were killed in a chopper crash while filming a reality TV show for Discovery Channel. This occurred yesterday in the area of North Los Angeles County. The show had not been aired or announced by Discovery yet. They were just in the shooting stages. A production company was shooting a show, they said, when this tragic accident occurred. Discovery said in a statement, "We are all cooperating with authorities. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families." The aircraft crashed at about 3:40 a.m. at a filming location of Pulsa Rosa Ranch. Los Angeles County Fire Dispatch Robert Diaz told reporters all three people aboard the helicopter died, according to network news. The identities have not been released. That just always, it scares the hell out of me. You know, these helicopters, you know, I always want to go on life flights, and I wanted to, you know, be a part of the adrenaline rush, et cetera. But, you know, we kind of have high winds in Vegas, and my husband always said, "No, I don't want you going on the helicopter." Now, meanwhile, he wants to go on the helicopter, and, you know, of course he does, you know. I mean, helicopters are exciting. But I remember him telling me they are extremely dangerous, extremely. And, you know, it always just concerns me that something so, you would think so simple, You know, something so simple would possibly be so deadly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, L.A. authorities had announced a $1 million reward for anybody who could find... Oh, gosh. Oh, and now my computer's... maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm having a power outage. We are talking about the... sorry, my computer is down. But there was a $1 million reward being offered to anybody who could actually give any information or it, basically a manhunt for L.A. police officer, ex-police officer Christopher Dorner. For we are being reported now that L.A. authorities are investigating more than 600 tips. After announcing the $1 million reward, they had evacuated a home improvement store in Los Angeles after one caller said they had seen someone resembling the 33-year-old Christopher Dorner. But authorities searched for hours and couldn't find him. I mean, remember, this guy has military experience. He has police training. Police experience, this guy knows how to hide. Look how many days this has been going on. From what we understand, they are going to reopen the case looking at why he was fired and get a little bit more information on what's going on. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announced the reward at a news conference alongside police chiefs and mayors from Irvine and Riverside. They say the search is not a matter of if, but a matter of when. They said his actions are a reign of terror and expressed confidence that he would be brought to justice. From what we understand, he has already shot shot a police chief's daughter and her fiance, I believe, as well as multiple other cops. This is some pretty scary stuff. And I guess, like I said, they're going to be going back into his previous case as to why he was fired to begin with. Yeah, I mean, crazy stuff. Somebody going rogue like that, you know, and we just don't think about that with our cops. I mean, our cops are really level-headed. The stress that they go through is tough. Yes, I see many of them for depression. I see many of them for issues, you know, and that's why also many departments do have staff psychologists available for them. I mean, you can only take so much, but I mean, you know, to want to shoot your coworkers, to want to shoot innocent people, I mean, what the heck is wrong with them? And don't most police officers go through psychiatric screening? Don't they usually go through psychiatric screening so they can't go rogue like this? LAPD Chief Beck said despite the dwindling search, there was not another area that appeared more likely than Big Bear. They think he probably had planned to hide out in Big Bear. From what I understand, the search, I guess, looked at 600 cabins. They, two dozen officers went to 600 cabins visiting door to door. From what we understand, this $1 million reward is the biggest reward in local history, and the chief said this case is distinct from most other that offer rewards because they believe this guy is going to strike again. That this guy's manifesto, Dorner's manifesto, is he wants to, you know, continually bring down police officers. So, we'll keep you posted as we get more information. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day Pacific time, as well as 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. So that's 16 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Plenty of time to get your medical questions answered. Of course, if we're ever not live, you could email us at drdahlia.com. Now, the one thing we talked about or one subject we talked about in the first hour, which is going to be something that we've talked about before and something that we're going to be talking about again, is how states are going to try to meet the demand of the providers that they need to carry out Obamacare. And from what we're seeing in 24 different states, legislatures are trying to, I guess, propose that non-doctors do more of the prescribing, have more independence medical-wise, so that they could take care of patients. All right. In California, for example, Democratic lawmaker Senator Ed Hernandez of West Covina says, we are mandating every single person in the state have insurance. What good is it if they are going to have a health insurance card but no access to doctors? He's right, right? But that doesn't mean then you just give everybody, a degree to practice medicine. Okay, that was what was so crucial and critical when the Obamacare bill passed. It wasn't something where you throw a pebble in the lake and see how the ripples go and see where it's going. It was a huge cannonball into a very small pond. And now states are scrambling to figure out how to get enough doctors or medical providers to see these people. Now, some of us are kind of torn. Are we really going to have everybody insured? I mean, I know Obamacare wants everybody insured, and I gotta admit, I mean, I like the idea of everybody having health insurance. I'm for that. I just never thought Obamacare would be able to affect that, because if employers don't want to hire you, they're not gonna hire you, and then you don't have insurance, right? Or if the employer goes, fine, you could keep your job, but I'm not paying for health insurance, I'll just pay the fine. Again, you're out of insurance. So I don't think millions of Americans are going to get the health insurance that were promised them during the campaign. However, Medicaid expanding will definitely increase people having access to health care. But we don't have a lot of doctors that want to take Medicaid. So from what I understand many states are doing is they're working on proposals that would allow physician assistants to treat more patients and nurse practitioners to set up independent practices. Pharmacists and optometrists would also act as primary care providers, diagnosing and managing some chronic illnesses such as diabetes and high blood pressure. Now, mind you, optometrists do. They see a lot of diabetes and high blood pressure, those that check for diabetic retinopathy, etc. Pharmacists as well, etc. But we've had many cases where optometrists missed a retinal detachment. Now, a retinal detachment could cause you to go blind. Now, I'm not saying optometrists can't do evaluations. They can. But when you go in for something you think is routine, how do we know you're not developing something non-routine? You know, many doctors have physician assistants. I do. I've loved my physician assistants. They have been phenomenal. But one reason why they're so phenomenal is because they work with me, and I get to oversee every single note, and I get to talk to them and tell them and correct them and guide them. So you still have a doctor around. Well, what they want to do is they want to have these mid-levels unsupervised so that you have more out there and more that you could use. Well, yes, a lot of physician assistants do have experience, etc. Some physician assistants I know have been better than doctors, absolutely, but not as a whole. And then my next question is, if it doesn't matter how many years of schooling, and it doesn't matter how many years of experience, why would anybody go to medical school? Why? Why? I mean, if you could go to PA school and get it done easier, I mean, then you don't have to suffer to get the good grades like we did. And I mean, to get into medical school was vicious. It was so difficult. Now, I don't know if they've eased up, but I mean, I remember praying that I got in. You know, they only took the creme de la creme with the high grades and the community service that you would do and the research work. I mean, it took so much, the MCAT scores, for us to be able to get through. Now, there are many physician assistants and nurse practitioners that are brilliant, but the fact that it is easier to get in, are you going to have the academic screening like you do with medical school? And then some people say, does it really matter? Does it really matter, Dr. Dahlia? I mean, honestly, we aren't getting our antibiotics. We're not getting our mammograms. Just let somebody get us through the door. So I had posed that question out to our listeners, and we'll talk about it throughout, you know, the next few months. You know, does it really even matter? You know, is most of what you need just like a Z-Pack and fries? And you just want to go in, get what you need, not have to deal with, you know, a doctor's busy schedule and be able to move on? Or do you guys want somebody that goes, no, I saw this during my 36-hour shift 15 years ago and something went wrong? You know, we talk about patients getting easy patients and difficult patients, which I can't stand that type of demarcation, because I don't think any patient's an easy patient. Okay. And again, I had another instance of a patient that came in wanting asthma medications, and it turns out she was looking like she was having a heart attack. Her EKG was horrible, and the only reason why I decided to run that EKG is because I remember in my previous experience, we had somebody who came in for an easy asthma medicine refill that ended up having a tumor on her heart. She never had asthma to begin with. And, you know, when I inherited her, I'm like, you know, I just want to look a little deeper. I got my spidey sense is telling me to do something. Okay, you know, I'm not saying nurse practitioners, PAs, optometrists, pharmacists don't have spidey sense, but if they don't go back and go through the years of training and the trenches we went through, are they going to be more inclined to go, stop for a second, you look funny, something's not right? Because remember, I mean, you know, pharmacists are trained to be in pharmacies. Okay, I mean, now California is thinking about giving them the responsibility of people's lives. Now, mind you, I think pharmacists are the most underutilized, underappreciated people, you know, in our medical system. I love pharmacists, I love nurses, etc. But is that fair to them? They say currently 16 of California's 58 counties have the federal government's recommended supply of primary care physicians, with the Inland Empire and San Joaquin Valley facing the worst shortages. In addition, they say nearly 30% of the state's doctors are nearing retirement age, which is the highest percentage in the nation. Physician assistants, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and optometrists agree that they have more training than they are allowed to use. Well, same thing like chiropractors. You know, my husband's a chiropractor. He was taught how to do prostate exams, how to do pap smears, how to deliver a baby. But keep in mind, because that's not something he was able to practice for years doing, he can't just all of a sudden be asked to do it now. The last baby I delivered was in the year 2000. I have not delivered a baby in 13 years. Now, I could still do it because of my training, and I delivered a lot of babies, but I would still defer to somebody who delivers babies blindfolded. It's not because of delivering babies. It's because of performing an emergency hysterectomy. If I'm not prepared to perform an emergency hysterectomy if something goes wrong during that delivery or a uterus ruptures, then I have no business delivering that baby. Now, I'm not saying optometrists and pharmacists and nurse practitioners and physician assistants will be delivering babies, but this is where they're going to start to slowly move towards. Why the hell would anybody go to medical school if the jobs are going to mid-levels? Why? And now you're going to have a severe doctor shortage, unless that's where America wants to go, being socialized and not having the providers that they need. All right, guys, we got a lot more to talk about tomorrow. Please stay on board with us, and most of all, be safe. God bless.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.